America Weekend.
You said just a few segments ago, Mr. Sabatino.
Yes.
That you wanted to talk about license plates. What?
There was an article.
What possessed you to
An article
about?
By Adam Liptick in the New York Times. And I mentioned his name. He's a good reporter. And I'll read the first two paragraphs, and this is what struck me.
Okay.
The next great First Amendment battleground is just 6 inches high. It is a license plate bearing the Confederate flag. Nine states let drivers choose specialty license plates featuring the flag and honoring the sons of Confederate veterans, which says it seeks to, and this organization says it seeks to celebrate Southern heritage, but Texas refused to allow the group's plate, saying the flag was offensive. Ergo, the Supreme Court will be hearing a challenge to this Walker versus Sons of the Confederates, the Confederate Veterans, number 14-144, a case that considers the limits of free expression and the meaning of a charged symbol that many associate with secession and slavery. Now, that's a mouthful. However,
I'm going to go get some coffee.
Yes, I know. We're back to the coffee. The point is, and I'd love to hear the Supreme Court's ruling on this. This is going to be very interesting. I'm going to tell you why. Because we stand on the principle of freedom of speech in this country, freedom of expression. We fought wars over this. The question is the freedom of expression, does it go as far as being offensive to other people or offensive to society as a norm? And slavery is, okay, offensive to society. And secession, which happened in our country because the Southern states seceded based on the Confederate States of America, that's what they were called, seceded from the Union of the United States. So do they have a right to express that, to celebrate those veterans? That's what the Supreme Court.
Where do you stand on that?
It's a tough one. I believe they have a right, okay, to believe and express their opinion on the Civil War. I do not believe they have a right to distort history. That's something I do not believe anyone has a right to do. Distortion of history, as far as I'm concerned, is...
How is the symbol of the... I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
How is the symbol of the Confederate organization honoring the veterans of their secession or of their war, of the war between the states, how does that work within your...
There's the rub. Honoring those men, as a matter of fact, Abraham Lincoln noted their service to their country or how they believed it, the reason why he did not put Robert E. Lee in jail and allowed him simply to go home.
Mm-hmm.
He lived another 25 years. He was a professor, University of Virginia, and so on and so forth. He just said, let him be, if I'm getting the quote correct, let him be, and they let him go home. That was it. And they allowed all of these Southern veterans, Confederates, to just simply leave their weapons and go home. They allowed them to keep their horses, but leave stack the weapons and go home, where they were able to do so. Now, I believe that those men are part of history, and recognizing their in many ways, glorious fight, glorious in the sense of the image of war, to be recognized, because it's a matter of history. In this case, if that's what they're doing, I agree. If they're not, I don't agree. So I'm caught in between.
Well, I don't understand. I don't know how you can tell the difference of an individual
puts
a license plate on a car, whether they're honoring or supporting.
You can't. And that's the rub. So, and what is the argument going to be in front of the Supreme Court? That's what makes this such an interesting case. Because what is the argument? Is it the fact that they have gone to support the Confederate flag because they're honoring the sons of Confederate veterans? Or is it just to support what the Confederate flag actually meant, which was secession and slavery?
Boy.
It's a conundrum.
You know.
It's a conundrum.
It's something that I'm sure that people at home listening to our pontification on this are going to say, what the heck are these guys talking about? What do they know?
Let us move on. But that's my that's why I'm so interested in what the Supreme Court's going to say on this question.
When do you know when it's supposed to go?
I believe it comes up. I was reading through the article. It's not specific about it, but I believe it's in April. I believe it's coming up in April. I believe in April.
April of
this year.
15.
This year. Walker versus Sons of the Confederate Veterans, number 14-144. That's the docket.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I once visited a friend down in Lynchburg, Virginia. And she took me to a Confederate cemetery, which was part of the Lynchburg historical areas. I was amazed. I had, you know, I'm a born and bred Northerner, been up here for 70 some odd years and, you know, moved around the country, but never lived in the South per se. I was amazed at not only the cleanliness of this Confederate cemetery, but every single grave was marked with a name.
Yes.
This, you know, we're going back 150, 60 years. And more.
You know, if you go to Gettysburg, and I've had the extraordinary pleasure of being there, it's a remarkable place. The Gettysburg Memorial Park and Cemetery. The Confederate veterans are buried side by side with the Union veterans in a series of rows.
And rightfully so.
They are being honored, and they should be honored. That was a moment of historical significance that has affected the world from that July day, those three, four July days on, has affected the history of this planet, okay? Mm-hmm. They deserve to be honored. Now, with that said, how do we honor them by not honoring what they stood for, which was secession and slavery? It's very difficult, very difficult. I don't know how the Supreme Court's going to rule on this, but I am extraordinarily interested in this case for that reason. What genius comes up with the ruling on this one? It's very, very difficult, very difficult. I would tend to think they're going to lean towards the right.
But the court has agreed to hear the case.
And that's the most important thing. They've agreed to hear the case. And they took it quickly, by the way. This has been just happened. They took this case because of its importance to the constitutional law in the United States. Constitutional law, freedom of speech and expression.
Well, there are some who think that the Supreme Court doesn't pay much attention to the Constitution.
That's another
issue. Or constitutional law.
We're running out of time, and I wanted to talk about Ted Cruz. My comment, and it's very simple.
Ted Cruz, young senator from, or not young, but the senator from Texas.
Yes, why is the only word I have to say. Why? It's one word, why. Why is he running for president of the United States? Why?
Well, he said in an article that I read just the other day that he's running because he thinks he can win. He based his win only upon the fact that he won in Texas.
I think he has about as much chance of winning president of the United States status and even getting a chance to run as I have of jumping up and flying out the first window I could find.
I see some wings.
Your wings
there.
Are growing quickly. No, I don't think it's going to happen. And there are lots of reasons why it's not going to happen. This is the kind of person we do not need in the White House. We need a statesman in the White House, man or woman, statesperson, okay? Yeah. Don't care.
I would agree.
We need someone who can deal with the issues of a modern world, a world that is changing.
Without contention. Please, let's add that.
Yes, let's add that. I agree with you. Someone who can speak to the issues, can work with Congress, that can define statesmanship again in this country. With that, we've got a winning proposition because this government works. Look what we've gone through in the last 7.5 years, end of Bush's administration and the beginning of Obama. What a mess.
Well, okay. You know, at some point, a man that I respect once said to me that every empire collapses under its own weight. I don't know whether our empire is at that point, but it was an interesting thing. So I did some research, and we can get to that at some point in another program.
Let's do that, because I believe our empire, frankly, has just begun. And I think that these machinations of this young experiment, which is now about 200 some odd years old, this young experiment has many more years to go.
But history will tell you that most empires have collapsed after 200 years.
That's true. Absolutely true.
And, you know, we're talking about the Aztec and the Inca and the Roman and the Greek empires of old. And you can go back even beyond that to the Akkad, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the Ur empires. So.
You covered it. What a history lesson. I love it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about those empires in our next broadcast.
We will?
I'll cover it. I'll pick it up. So let's get back on the empires.
I'd like to talk about some comic book pages.
Why not? Let's do that. Put that down. And what we are putting down is a thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you so very much, Ronald. As always, it's been a pleasure. This is called...
Same here.
It has been and always is. This is called Sabatino with Roland Smith on America Weekend.
Until
next time.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.